BBC News. The head of the World Health Organization has told a security conference in Munich that it's still too early to predict whether the coronavirus outbreak will become a global epidemic. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO was concerned about the continuing rise in infections in China. The co-founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has told the Munich Security Conference that private companies should not be expected to decide what counts as legitimate free speech on the internet. He said he was very worried that authoritarian models of regulation were spreading, such as in China. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has told the Munich Security Conference that Saudi Arabia is not interested in defusing tension with his country because it is, as he put it, firmly under the influence of the United States. Saudi Arabia says Tehran must change its destabilizing behavior first. Opposition politicians in South Sudan have welcomed President Salva Kiir's decision to reduce the number of states in the country. This could end a deadlock in negotiations and pave the way for a unity government after years of civil war. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Senegal for talks with President Macky Sall about security ties and economic cooperation. His visit comes as America is seeking to reduce its military presence on the African continent, despite the growing threat of jihadist violence. Thousands of people in Chile have taken to the streets to protest against the government's proposal to draft a new constitution. They shouted slogans denouncing the proposal, which is supported by left-wing parties. At least 8 Ecuadorian football fans have died when their bus plunged into a ravine in Peru. The driver seems to have lost control of the bus on a notoriously dangerous stretch of the Pan-American Highway in northern Peru. BBC News.